Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on The Smith Express Show. You know what I'm saying? I got a big homie, a living legend. My man's been putting in years and years of this shit. Got mad respectful partner. You know what I'm saying? Got plaques out the plaques out the plaques. He's probably your favorite ghostwriter's ghostwriter. You feel me? My man's a legend and my man's definitely a living legend. Shout out to the big partner, Kid. Kid, what's good, my dude?
What's up? I know what's good. What you want?
What's cracking? What's cracking, man?
Yeah.
Good
man, cool. You know what I'm saying? Today's Sunday, so you know I'm watching my that force. You feel me? Shout out to my nigga Tommy. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. So, you know what I'm saying? When did you first get your start in the hip-hop game?
I would have to say like around like 2003. Something like around that. Like when I met when I met the nigga Wayne. You feel me? Like, that was, I feel like that was the start of it.
That's what's up. What was your inspiration as far as just doing the music thing?
But looking at, like, ways of, you know what I'm saying? Like, just trying to make it out, you know what I'm saying? For real. Because, just being all the way honest, though, like, coming from, where they come from, it's like, I couldn't see me going to college and all that type of shit. You feel me? So, it was like, shit, I knew y'all found it out, but at the same time, like, I really fell in love, with music, bro, just from, watching TV, watching videos, and, a lot of, rap videos and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And just, just talking about what's going on, you feel me? But, I kind of, connected with that shit.
That's dope. That's what's up, bro. Because, hey, you definitely home of a lot of living legends. You know what I'm saying? Legends in general. Was there someone in specific? Was there anybody in specific that made you pick up a pen and pad and made you want to do it and, really get into it?
Well, not really, bro. It was something that, I wanted to do. For a long time, it was like, I was doing it, but nobody knew. You know what I'm saying? Just something like I really just wanted to do.
That's dope. So you say you met Wayne around 03. How did you end up? How did that end up happening?
My guy, man. We call it Futures or whatever. He from off my block, man. He on the OCs and shit like that. He went to school with a couple of niggas that, that was around Wayne, you feel me? At the time, and, man, I'm gonna bring you to the nigga, let you quit for him or whatever, you feel me? Because he trying to, do his own little thing, with the Young Money shit, this is, real talk, bro, before he even, created the Young Money name, anything, real talk, shit crazy.
Yeah.
He brought me to him or whatever, I split for him.
Hey, that's dope. That's dope. Cause you was part of the Squad Up movement, correct or nah?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was probably, bro, real tall, the first member as far as the rap group Squad Up, because he was already calling him and his, the partners that he was around, they was already calling themselves, the squad and shit like that, you feel me? And like when I came, you know, I came around doing all some rap shit, like with him. And then we started the rap back, you know, the rap group squad up, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's what's up, cause hey, I remember graduating high school and just hearing a lot of that shit. That shit was flooding the streets, especially up here in Chicago and shit. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You guys released several mixtapes, correct or no?
Yeah. Come on, man. If you was a fan of that shit, man, you already knew it.
On me.
A couple of mixtapes. Come on, man.
Hey, you definitely. Yeah, you definitely was fire, bro. You definitely was killing that shit on there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
appreciate it.
What was your favorite track? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got any favorite songs from there?
Definitely the Pay For It Freestyle. You know what I'm saying? The grinding. I like that. That's a fun, you know, like, I love all of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything, you feel me? Oh, and the Renegade, you know what I'm saying? The Renegade freestyle.
Yeah, hey, you definitely... You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. So, like, you know what I mean? You end up branching off and doing your own thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you guys... Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Linked back up and did the Miss, you know what I'm saying? The Carter 3. That shit was dope. Because you was one of the first Young Money members, right?
Yeah. Like I said, man, like when I got around, dude, like, he still was, you know, like, just trying to, like, figure out what he wanted to do. Because what a lot of people don't know, man, is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, homie been, like, really, really, like, since then, bro, like, trying to kind of like branch off from, you know, from around, you know, around beating them and shit like that. You feel me? So, you know, like that's why he kind of like created his own shit. You feel me? But, you know, like when I came around, bro, like I feel like when I came around with dude and shit, like we still were trying to figure out like what we was going to call the label. Shit like that, you know what I'm saying? For real, yeah. And then probably like a month later or some shit like that, like that nigga came up with the Young Money shit, and you know, when I like when with it like that, for real, like nigga still like no paperwork and nothing done, like running with that shit.
Yeah, that's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, you got any classic moments or classic times, you know what I'm saying, from that era? Because that era, hey, like, that era was unmatched. That run you guys went on was unmatched, bro.
Yeah, fucking right, bro, for real, bro. Like, and especially, like, just, you know, just come from the soul, just spin, like, niggas was rough, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, bro. Like, you know, we was rough, bro, and it was, you know, actually around the time where, you know, it wasn't like that, like, you know, Instagram and you know, and all the extra shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that SoundCloud and all that, like, man, like, you had to really, like, be in the streets, you feel me? For real, you know, like, the streets really circulated a nigga music, you know what I'm saying? For real.
Man.
Yeah, but shit, man, there's so many moments, dog, like, for real, like, spelling, like, for me, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of that shit was new to a nigga, you know what I'm saying? So it was like everything we did was there just from even just being in the studio recording, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, traveling and shit like that, like, going place to place, and, you know, like, that shit was amazing, I mean, you feel me, for real, because, you know, like, I hardly left them off my block. You know what I'm saying?
Aiden.
But, you know, just seeing all kind of, you know, for real, all kind of different fucking states and fucking, it was all kind of shit. Man. That shit was crazy.
Hell yeah. So, like, what was your favorite place to travel and perform?
Shit, man. Like, everywhere, bro. Like, you gotta understand, like just the experience of, you know what I'm saying, being somewhere and doing something that you love to do. You know what I'm saying? And people, you know, and there's people up there that you've never seen before, but they rocking with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they rocking with you. Like, they fucking with you hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? As if they fucking grew up with you. Like, they, you know, like, that shit is amazing, bro. For real, bro. So, like, everywhere we went and performed, bro, like, I was just, like, taking all that shit in, for real, bro. Like, nigga, I tell you, like, I was always the last nigga to leave. Because I'm going to stay there. I'm going to take a picture with everybody. I'm going to fucking, you know what I'm saying? Sign autographs. Niggas leave over to sign autographs, whatever, for real, you hear me? I'm outside the fucking the venue and shit, talking to other niggas' partners that's in jail and shit. Mm. Niggas is like all kind of shit, yeah, for real, yeah.
Hey, that's dope. That's dope, bro. Because, like, in that era back then, you know what I'm saying, wasn't no social media, wasn't no woo out the band where you could just, you know what I'm saying, take a picture, post it, likes, comments. Like, yeah. You really had to be there.
Yeah. For real, man. Like, for real. Like, you really had to be there, for real. It wasn't too much fucking, it went, you know, like, it had, like, the camera phones and shit like that, for real. Like, yeah. That was slim, but it wasn't all of that, for real. Like, you really had to move around and make your name, you know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
For real, like, that move on and
cause like, hey, you've been part of several million albums, you know what I'm saying? A few platinum albums and stuff. You feel me? And
yeah,
back
I
then,
know, man. And I'm trying to, like, real talk, man. I've been talking to you know what I'm saying, like, ass cap and shit to get my own plaques and shit for that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, you definitely deserve it, because, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, back then, you know what I'm saying, if you sold a million, that mean a million motherfuckers got up out their bed, went to the store, walked up to the store, you know what I'm talking about, purchased that shit. You feel me? It wasn't just no iPhone streaming.
Yeah.
And if you sold out there, you sold out. You fucked. You know what I'm talking about? You had to wait for another shipment. That shit was crazy, bro. That time right there was priceless.
Yeah, it was, man. For real, bro. Like, it was, you know, for real, because you really, you know, and it, like, I look at how shit is now, right? And it's like, motherfuckers is spoiled, man. Like, people spoiled, bro. And, you know what I'm saying?
I swear to God.
And lazy, bro. And it's like, they don't really know, like, what the grind is, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, man, cause these dudes, bro, you don't even gotta have no talent or nothing, bro. You could just fucking slap your mama, don't go viral for doing some dumb shit like that.
I swear to God.
Then next week, put your song out. Yeah,
I did. That's that clout season, bro. That's that clout season, real. Motherfuckers will do anything.
Yeah, bro, and the shit crazy, bro. Like, for real, man, But I love the era I came up in, man, because it you know, it makes me see things totally different. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
It makes shit a whole lot different. For real.
Hell yeah.
It makes me more appreciative of shit. For real.
Yeah, real talk. So, like, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? You did your run with the Cash Money, and then you end up linking with 50 and them. How was that?
Shout out to Fifth One, man. You know, like, just been on my grind, man. And, you know, I ran across through the past, bro. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, saying shit like, because that's the thing with me, man. It's like with me, bro, like, if a nigga was to really, like, sit and listen to my shit, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you not like it? Type shit. You feel me? And just what happened, like, he was just one of those people, you know what I'm saying? That ran across you know, so joint, you know what I'm saying? For real, like, I had got this this track called Better Walk or whatever, and it had him on the hook already. And he heard the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, when he heard it, because he heard that he was on the hook and shit like that, and you know, he wanted to get the shit shut down. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You know, but he ain't really hear the song. He just heard about, you know what I'm saying? You know, a dude rapping with a song with you on the hook. You know what I'm saying? So he listened to the song. And listening to the song, he was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, this nigga, nice, you feel me? Nigga, I fuck with it, you feel me? And, but from that made him want to fuck with me, you know what I mean? For real, man. So we linked up in New Orleans, and we did shit.
Them G-Unit, because you was featured on a couple of the G-Unit EPs, right? That had recently came out. Well, not recently came out.
Yeah. The last. Matter of fact, like everything from 2000 and I want to say like 15. You know what I'm saying? 2015. I don't know. Like. He did that. He was releasing, you know what I'm saying, our Future Bomb. And of course, you know, the last G-Unit EP. And we dropped another tape or something after that, or whatever, called The Lost Files, and shit like that.
Yeah, you definitely. One of the things I think you snapped on crazy was that you guys had that video. It was all black, like everybody was black. I think it's called that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, you killed that, bro.
Yeah. Shit, man, you know, like, that's, for me, man, like, that shit, like, bro, like, I don't want to say, like, it's easy, but I'm going to just say, like, it's like, you know, everybody got this thing right there, you know what I'm saying, that they just, you know, they just good at, even if you don't even want to fuck with it, but it's something that you just good at. You know what I'm saying? For real, whether it's fucking drawing, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, playing basketball or just riding a bike or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I feel
like,
you.
Just, like, you just good at that shit. And, like, that's what you do. Like for me, bro, like, that's how that shit is, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, when I'm, like around, and I always say this, bro, like, If you put me like in a room with the best niggas, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna hear some of the best shit.
That's facts. Cause you know what I'm saying. One thing about you. Yeah, that's big facts, bro. Because, you know what I'm saying, one thing I like about you, bro, you spit from the heart, you know what I'm talking about? It ain't just no made-up shit. It's believable, you know what I'm talking about? You talk about what you've been through. You know what I'm saying? I definitely honor that.
Right, bro. So that's how, you know, like, that come from, bro, like, how it is, bro. And it was like, I couldn't talk about certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas would get on me about it. For real, bro. So, you know, like, I came up like that, bro. Like, just, you know, that's why a lot of that shit, you know, come from the heart, and I keep it, you know what I'm saying? And I keep trying to keep the shit real, for real, bro. But, like, nowadays, you know, we in a fake era, bro. Like, it's like the, you know, niggas is doing so much fake shit now, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to see what's real and what's not, man.
Hey, that's facts, bro.
For real.
That's big facts. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You got your own record label now, right?
Yeah, William and Records.
Yeah, talk your shit, boss. Because, hey, you know what I'm saying? Before we even get into that, you know what I'm saying? Like, with your hit, you know what I'm saying? The records you got out, you know what I'm talking about? Ain't nobody seeing you on that versus battle. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Hey, real talk. Right. Like, if you was to do a 20 for 20, you definitely got the easy 20. You know what I mean? That'll smash some shit. You know what I'm saying? Even from back in the squad up days to now. You know what I'm talking about? Songs you was a part of, shit you made. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact, bro.
Oh, man. that. I definitely salute you on that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, even from then to now, like, not everybody lasts long. You know what I'm talking about? You definitely got that longevity.
For sure, bro. For real, man. Thanks, bro. I appreciate
that. For real. No problem. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You got the record label out. Any projects coming out? Any artists yet?
Right now, like, I don't have any artists lined to the label with that. Like, I did the, like, at one time, like, I was bombarded with artists, bro. Like, you know, now I'm trying to work with, but, like, it just didn't, you know, it didn't work out. Because one thing about, like, when you meet artists, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, they only look at you and what you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't think about the actual grind that you have to put in and the time, you know what I'm saying? The time and shit came. You feel me? So they just look at it like, well, man, shit, if I sign you, I'm $1 million. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, do you remember your work for $1 million? Like, you know what I'm, you feel me? Like, you know, like, you don't even have nothing out yet, you know, you feel me?
I feel so, you.
Yeah, like, for real. But the main artist, man, that I really had and was actually working with and running with, like, he's also on a track with me and the 50 Cent. Called Still Here, you know what I'm saying? His name was Tyson Juice, like, he ended up getting killed, you know what I'm saying? And it was like a person like him, man, like, you know, it's hard to feel that void, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, he was more than a fucking artist to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was like my brother, you know what I mean? For real, like, the nigga, you know, was living by my mom's house, and, you know what I'm saying?
That's
you know,
dope.
Like, yeah, you know, like, he was my little brother's best friend, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We all of us grew up together, and, you know what I mean? And it was like, damn, like, you know what I mean? Like, from the first time I heard him rap, I was like, damn, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you special. You feel
that's,
me?
Hey, that's like, big facts.
Like, yeah, like, because, and you know, he was one of those artists like me, bro. He spoke from the heart. You know what I'm saying? He was real. You know what I'm saying? And I know the type of nigga he is. So I know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, he talking about real shit. You feel me?
That on me. Yeah. Real recognize real.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But, you know, he's running with melatonin and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, when that happened to him, like, because, you know, he got killed, man, like, you know, on the corner of my mom's house. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, shit was crazy, man.
Damn, rest in peace, partner, for real.
Yeah, man, rest in peace, Tyson Juice Crib, man, like, you know, for real, bro. You know, it was like after him, man, it was like, you know, like, I kind of, you know, I was fucked up with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, you know what I mean? Like, I was fucked up with it, though. Like, I ain't gonna lie, though. Like, but, Chad, man, you know, right now, whether, like, that's, I've been had that, bro. Like, I still never, you know, had the lady, you know what I'm saying? But I was just, you know, more focused on getting my name out there and, you know, doing what I have to do, you feel me? Because to actually, like, run a label and, you know what I'm saying, have artists and shit like that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you really gotta have, you know, like, a real live bag and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because their responsibilities become yours, you feel me?
That's facts. I definitely agree. Because, you know what I mean? One of the things with running a label, you know what I'm saying, like, a lot of people be like, yo, I know this, I know that. You know what I'm saying? Not really people are good leaders. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And someone of your stature, you know what I'm saying, the things you've accomplished, I think that right there is a dope move to, you know what I'm saying, to be able to teach and guide others in the right direction.
Yeah, Yeah, man, of course, man. Like I tell a lot of artists all the time, bro. Like, cause you know, I get so many DMs, so many, you know, like messages like, yo, bro, sign me, yo, bro, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And I tell a nigga, man, look, bro, right now, like, I'm still, you know what I'm saying, the process of still trying to be an artist. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, I'm not going, you know, fuck up what you got going on, because I know you probably grinding just as hard as I am right now. You feel me?
That's
and
right.
It's like, I can't stop everything I'm doing and then just focus on you, you feel me? So I'm not going to say, you know, drink. You feel me? Like, that's who I am, you feel me? Like, I ain't into selling niggas no dream, you feel me? For real. You dead, but what I do is I offer the plug. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, whatever you're trying to do, I can help you do it. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, if I got the, you know, the connection to do this for you, bro, I got you. You know what I'm saying? For real, bro, like I ain't charging no money, I ain't, you know what I'm saying, none of that, you feel me? For real, bro, yeah, it don't cost you nothing to be a real nigga, you know what I'm saying, that's facts, that's big facts, that's big facts, bro, for real, so that's the thing, but like I'd rather do that, you know what I'm saying, kind of help put a nigga on, you feel me, for real, because he might be the next nigga to blow, you know what I'm saying, for real, yeah.
Hey, I salute, bro. You know what I'm saying? That they need more motherfuckers out there like you, bro. For real, for real.
Yeah, bro. For real, bro. Cause they got some. Cause, and that's why I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, that's why I am the one I am. Cause I ran into so many fake niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Dealing with this shit. Like, yeah. I'm like, man. Like, you know. Because I ain't gonna front, bro. Like, you'll run into so much fake shit and bullshit that it'll discourage you. You know what I'm saying? It'll make you be like, man, I ain't fucking with this shit no more. You feel me?
I feel you, bro. For real. For real.
Well, you know, shit. You gotta get these niggas hope, man. You gotta, you know what I'm saying?
I definitely dig that. So, you working on an album, an EP, or mixtape?
Yeah. My EP, man, Street Flame, man. I ain't gonna front, bro. Like, it been was supposed to drop. You know what I'm saying? But so much shit went wrong. You know what I'm saying? For real, you ain't running lost fucking hard drives and shit, all kind of shit. And, you know, I just started creating just more and more new shit and just was driving all kind of shit. But, you know what I'm saying? My partner in crime, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Danny, he was like, man, we need to drop Street Fame, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just like, you know what, bro? All right, cool. You feel me? Like, but you know, it's gonna be, you know, a whole new, you know what I'm saying? New shit, you feel me? For real, cause I kinda threw it in the scraps, bro, cause the songs I had for it, you know what I'm saying? Lost and fucking gone. You feel me?
That shit happened, bro. But you know what I'm saying? You I'm pretty sure you done came back with way more fire. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, hell yeah. Like, well, that's the thing. Like this one here, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be way iller. Like, way iller.
That's,
for real, yeah.
That's dope. You got a set release date for it?
What month is it? March, January 7th, March, April. It'll probably middle. I'm kind of aiming for April, somewhere in April, like either the middle of April or the end of April. You know what I'm saying? If not, it's gonna be definitely May 1st or something like that. Like, well, it's just like I got the music, but it's still, it just seems like with me, bro, it's like
it's never enough. I already know.
Yeah, bro. Like, I can hear some shit like and be like, oh shit, nah, I need some shit like this on it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I definitely know that feeling, bro. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Any special productions or any special features on there we can expect?
Yeah, man. I got a couple features, man. I got Lucci on that. You know what I'm saying? Free the bro. I just heard about his situation. Just, you know what I'm saying? Earlier today, like, shit crazy, man. Free my nigga, man. But you know, like people like I got Freeway on there for sure. I got a couple more people, but I don't know if I'm gonna just put all those songs on Street Frame. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
You know, but yeah, man. Like production wise, bro, I just, you know, I work with my guy Ron G, Rob G's. You know what I'm saying? He call himself OG3 Lee. You know what I'm saying? He from North Carolina, from Fayetteville. Dope ass nigga, man, for real. That nigga, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nigga, anything at any time, like that nigga there, for real. Like, for real. I love working with dude, bro. Like, you know, just sit back, you know, push it together. Like whatever kind of track I want, for real. Like just the other day, nigga, I did some drill shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Like, you know, jumped on one of them little drill beats, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Nah, I killed that shit too.
That's what's up. So like we could expect a single coming soon or?
Yeah, man, of course, man. I'm gonna drop the first single, man, called We All Shine. It's real talk, bro. It was supposed to drop today, but I think we're gonna release it Tuesday. We're gonna release it Tuesday.
Hey, that's dope.
I might change the name of the song.
Hey, cause you know what I'm saying, and that's one thing I give it. I think the pros with today's era of music versus back then, cause you know what I'm saying, you could do everything last minute now. You feel me?
Yeah, you definitely can, because it's all about what you post.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I'm sure. It's all about what you post, like, you know, be for real. That's just like the song. I could put the song out, name the actual name that I just said, but call it something else in my post. Man.
Yeah.
That's what a motherfucker feel it is, man.
Yeah, because, like, back in the day, when you turn in a project or a single or something, you had to have it in months before, and once you turned it in, that was that.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, that's it, bro. Look, You can't
turn into
the wild.
Yeah.
Man, you could put out a remix, but, dog, let's do some shit like that.
Man, for real, for real. Hey, I salute you, you know what I'm saying, for keeping that hunger. You feel me? You definitely got that hunger. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't slowing down no time soon, bro.
Nah, man, shit. You
guys
owe me a lot, man. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. So like, is there anything else going on besides the music, any acting?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We just you know, well right now you could check out Trying to Come Up, you know what I'm saying? You know, the movie on me and my dude shot. You feel me? You know, based on the wall and shit, you feel me? it's on Amazon Prime, Tubi. You feel sites like that. We just wrapped up part two of that. I'm looking into shooting my own, like, you know, the biopic movie, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some other story and shit, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, shit people need to know, you know?
Hey, that's dope. Hey. You know what I mean? Hey, that's what's up. What's the name of the film again? You said that's out right now?
Trying to come up.
And what was that like? What's that about? Pretty much on some like trying to come up in a rap game type shit, or just in general?
Just general trying to come up, man. No matter what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I'm, you know, it evolves around like, you know, like me and my homies. You know what I'm saying? You know, every clique is all, you know, it's somebody for everything. You know, you got the joking nigga. You got the, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got the hustling nigga. You got a jacking nigga. You got a nigga that just be working. You know what I'm saying? That just got a regular job. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's...
You feel me? And, you know, it all just, you know, evolves around, you know, just real life shit. You feel me? That goes on.
That's what's up, bro. Hey, so look, hey, I'm gonna name you a few of your songs. And each song, if you can, like, tell me the history of it and how was it like making it.
That's dope. Let's get it.
All right, for sure. Alright, the first song, you know what I mean? You got this song Ejected with Wayne. How did that song come about?
Crazy. That's a crazy story, bro. Around this time, I haven't spoken to Wayne for probably like 2 years, bro, like 2-3 years, some shit. You feel me? And I was, we was in Spain. We was in Barcelona. I was in Barcelona with 50. You know what I'm saying? We was in Barcelona. I was at the X game. And you know the nigga Wayne, like a big fan of that shit and shit. You feel me? So Wayne, like, you know, sent a tweet. You know, sent a tweet out and, you know what I'm saying? And he, you know, like, messaged me and shit. Like, bro, I seen you at the X Games, bro. That's so dope, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, they're like, you know what happened to me, reached out type shit, you feel me? And I was like, you know what? Nigga, yeah, you know, I need to get you on a record. You know what I'm saying? Yes. He was like, hey, I'm like, for sure. I got you. Now, me being the nigga I am and knowing the type of nigga that he is, you feel me? I know that sometimes it just be talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I say, you know what? Soon as we come back in town, you hear me? I'm coming pull up on you, like real talk. And that's just what I did. Like, as soon as we came back, you know what I'm saying? Went all the way to fucking to Miami. You know what I'm saying? Go all the way to Miami. It did me and my pop. You know what I'm saying? Me, my partner, and my son. Yeah, for real. Yeah, my child, man. You know what I'm saying? Drove all the way to fucking Miami, you hear me? And, you know, and gave him the song. You know what I'm saying? And we went and got that shit done right then and there. Like, yeah.
Hey, that's dope. So, hey, that right there, a classic moment, for real. That's dope.
But see, what you gotta understand, bro, like, you know, like, me and dude did spend so much time in the studio together, bro. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it wasn't, it wasn't all of that to me. You know what I'm saying?
Only. Because, what, y'all was knocking, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, for real, like to this day, bro, like, me and that dude, like, and I'm being honest, like, literally, like, just me and him, period. Like, just me and him. We probably have over probably 100-something unreleased songs that he got. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that he just sitting on, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the studio or something. For real, bro, because we was, like, we just were recorded all day. You know what I'm saying? And I was one of those dudes, like, I'm not about to go to sleep if he ain't going to sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? like for real, because I always looked at it like, you know, like, you where I'm trying to be. You feel me? So you know, I'm going to work the day as hard as you, or even harder. You feel me?
That's what's
always,
up.
Always approach that shit like that. You feel me? For real. We're home. So it was like, and then this nigga be in the studio, bro, for probably like, I remember one time we went like 30-something hours straight in the studio.
You snap. That's crazy.
Like 30-something hours straight, we were just going song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Boom. Then we got out of the studio, went to the tour bus and recorded some more on the garage band. Like it was like it was, you know what I'm saying? Like it was crazy with me and my nigga. Like, so it's like so you know, me going back like to the studio and shit. You know what I'm saying? And fucking with him, like it was just like, you know, like it was good to, you know, be back in the studio with him, but you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, like an everyday thing, like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. So, hey, another song called Chase the Paper with 50. How did that song come about?
Shit, man. I heard the beat, man. We just heard the beat, man. And Fifth was like, you know, he got this idea or whatever for, like, the hook and shit like that. You know what I'm saying, man? Shit. He did the hook. He did. I did the verse. You know what I'm saying? He came with his verse, and then he added Styles P, Prodigy came through. You know what I'm saying? No, Prodigy got on the song first.
Yeah.
And it was, man, rest in peace to Prodigy too, bro. Cool ass nigga, dog.
For real. Another legend.
Exactly, bro. And it was me, Prodigy, the fifth. You know what I'm saying? And he, you know, he added Styles P, which was fire. You know what I'm saying? Which was fire. For real. You know, I worked out, man, for real. Crazy story, nigga. I got fucking hit by one of the fucking motorbikes out there.
Damn.
one of the fucking dirt bikes out there.
Damn. Where was you at?
Niggas, they you know, flying up the street and, you know, doing their little tricks and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm on the phone at the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the phone. I got my head down. I ain't paying attention. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Man, you know, all I hear is, yo, you know. So I look up. By the time I looked up, I see the nigga, like, he was coming too fast to kind of, like, stop. I'm kind of, like, in shock, you heard me? So he tried to, like slide the bike down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't know why the fuck my stupid ass. I'm thinking I could just jump over the nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what he thinks that, bro. Like, so I tried to jump over the nigga. You know what I'm saying? No, nigga still hit me. Boom, I flips in the air. I remember flipping in the air. Boom, I flips in the air. Boom, I come down, bam. You know what I'm saying? I jump straight back up. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody come rushing to you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, good. But boom, I jump straight back up. Boom, I'm like, man, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. You hear me? I took like 5-6 steps, bro, and passed out. Boom.
Damn.
I woke up when I came, but you know, like, the video shooting shit was over there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this was like after the video shoot. So, man, when I came back to my senses and shit, we did win a car, you hear me? They bring me to like the hospital and shit. Yeah, man. For real, yeah.
Damn. That was an epic story right there, boy. Hey, that right there should be put in the book. Hey, that shit lit. So, you know what I mean? So, like, even taking it back to because when you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Your biggest record was the Miss Officer. How did that song come about?
You know, regular shit, bro. Being in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Being in the studio with Wayne. You feel me? And, you know, like, it was us two in there. And, you know, 2 Chainz, Bobby V came through. And, you know, like, this song, like, was crazy, bro. It's like for years, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, been around Wayne for years. And I don't know if that nigga just met him, like, a fine-ass, like, lady cop or something, I don't know, but that nigga always used to say, man, I'm gonna make a song for like the lady police officer. Like, he always used to just say it, you know what I'm saying? Like, say it. Yeah. So we never did that shit well. Yeah. For years, though, bro, like for years. I'm keeping it 100, dog, like for years. Like, he'll just bring it up, like, just out the booth. But, in the studio, you know what I'm saying? It's just us in that, dog, just me, him, Bobby V, and 2 Chainz. Now, my verse was supposed to be 2 Chainz' verse. You know what I'm saying?
And
yeah, 2 Chainz was originally on that song.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for real, like real talk. But what happened was, God, he got in that bitch saying anything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he was saying anything. Wayne, like, look, one thing about the nigga, dog, he gonna let you know, like, me, like, you know what I'm saying? Coming with it in that bitch, like, he gonna let you know, you know? Like, for real. It's so, he was saying them 2 Chainz and that bitch saying it. He was like, man, get out the fucking booth. Man, get up, you fucking the song up. Get out the booth, come up, blah, blah, blah. Now, me being me, like, even, like, how I am, bro, like, if I'm in the studio with niggas, like, whatever. Like, in a song, come on, even if I'm on a song or not on a song, I'ma always start, you know what I'm saying, writing to it. I'ma always start, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
dope.
Just to be prepared, like, you never know. And it was one of them times. That nigga would do like, man, not going that bitch, not. You know what I'm saying? Like, pull chains off that bitch and put me in that bitch. I went, boom, knocked my verse out right fast. You know what I'm saying? And show you how the Lord work, right? Show you how the Lord work. Now, the album, his album, Quarter Three, it was already done. Like, it was already done, turned in. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You feel me? Like, real talk. And, but when we did the song, while we did the record, right? I'm just coming out of the booth. I'm just coming out of the booth. And we, you know, playing the record back. You feel me?
Yeah.
Fucking, Baby walks in. Some executive from Universal walks in. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like all these big people walk in, like, out the blue. You feel me? Like, out the blue. And they heard the record, and they were just like, this is it. Like, this is the one. Like, we're going to push this as a single, and blah, 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 and this and that. And, you know what I'm saying? For real, like.
That's dope.
Like, that shit was crazy. Like, for real, bro. Like, that shit was crazy. And They held up and put this shit on the album. Like, this shit was crazy.
Yeah, because, hey, in that time and era, you know what I mean? Like, ringtones was popping. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, it was another source of income as well. You know what I mean? Because, like, that was right before the streaming era, right?
Yeah.
That shit dope, bro. Hey, that's another legendary story, man. That's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
On me. Hey, so, like, when you perform, like, what's the song you always got to perform, you know what I mean, that the crowd look forward to it?
Besides the new Officer joint, this joint called All On Me, you know what I'm saying? It's the joint where I rap, and Wayne, you know, Wayne got a verse on there, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a little bit later, like, guitar, shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? For real, like, everybody just loves that song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a song I always got to close out with.
Hey, that's dope. That's dope, bro. So, hey, man, it's definitely an honor to have you on the show, bro. You know what I'm saying? When your project drops.
Sure, man. Thanks for having me, bro.
No problem. Hey, when you know what I'm saying, when you drop, bro, and premiere shit, hey, I'm here if you want to premiere singles, you know what I'm saying? Even if you want to do some radio shit in Chicago, I got you, bro. All right,
that's a bet, man. Definitely, you know,
we did
lock in with you, bro, and pull up off that shit.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Hey, what's it called? You know what I'm saying? One thing about me, you know what I'm saying? I'm also an independent book publisher, so, you know what I'm saying? If you ever want to do an autobiography, I'm here.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
Real shit. You know what I'm saying? We get that shit cracking ASAP. You feel me?
Right.
For sure, for sure. Hey, for those that you know what I'm saying, that's tuning in, you got any encouraging words for those that are trying to get in the game and accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished?
Keep going, bro. Like, because, like you never know, like, who's listening to you. You never know who's watching you. You know what I'm saying? For real, like, you gotta keep fucking going, for real, man. Like, fuck what a nigga say, fuck what a nigga doing. For real, you did. Focus on your craft. Believe in yourself, for real. And even if you need more motivation than that, man, go watch that Kanye documentary.
Oh, man, bro.
go watch that Kanye documentary. It'll give you some fucking motivation.
That's big facts. Because, you know what I mean? Like, you guys are around the same era, too. You was big around that time, if not sooner.
Yeah. For real.
Oh, me. Like, bro, you was definitely cooking up some shit then. That's dope, bro. Hey, we definitely going to lock in. We definitely going to get it in, bro. I definitely want to salute, give you your flowers, you know what I'm saying? Keep going, keep grinding, bro. You're definitely an inspiration out here in the streets, especially up here in Chicago. Motherfuckers fuck with you hard, bro.
Yeah, I know, man. I ain't gonna cap. Like, almost every year, man, I always have a show. Like, I get booked out there in the shop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hey, we could definitely set something up ASAP. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
Most of, bro. So, you know what I mean? That's about it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna keep you on. You know what I'm saying?
Alright, bro.
But so, hey, I'm gonna definitely lock you in. We're gonna definitely work. You know what I'm saying? Get it in ASAP.
Alright,
for sure, yo. Yo, there you have it. Super dope interview with the big partner Kid. You know what I'm saying? Legendary stories back to back. Definitely iconic dude in his rights. You feel me? You already know what it is from the beginning to, you know what I'm saying, where he at. He's still going hard with it. Hey, that's what it is when you never give up. Salute to partner, you know what I'm saying? But there you have it. Another dope interview with the partner, Kid, signing off, Smith Express. Let's get it. It's your boy, Smith. Yeah.